The obvious truth eludes the vast majority of people, even though it is readily apparent. Earth is a prison planet, and humanity is a slave race. I'm free," shouts the prisoner bound by chains that bind the heart, the spirit, and the mind, perceptual and cognitive chains that he cannot even see. As Van Gogh once said, "None are more hopelessly enslaved than those who falsely believe that they are free." The prisoner who believes himself free will not rebel against his slavery. He will merely bow his head in silent acquiescence, blinded by illusions, his mind ensnared, bound within chains of ignorance. In some areas of the gulag, the control is overt. It is in your face. In other areas, it's more elusive. You cannot see the prison bars so easily. Regardless of how the prison manifests in the outer world, whether you can see it or not, the truth of the matter is that we are enslaved psychologically. As I've said over and again, there is a war occurring, a cognitive war, and the battlefield is your own mind. We tend to focus so much on the external without ever conquering our own inner demons and tyrants. The truth is that we are our own worst enemies. We enslave ourselves and we enslave each other through our lack of understanding and our solidified belief in external authority. On top of that, we allow the worst sort of sadists and psychopaths to rule over us, and we shower them with adoration. So many of us have been indoctrinated into the contorted belief of moral relativism. We reject the universal laws of nature and embrace the inversion, falsely believing that we can just make up what is right and what is wrong as we go along here, pushed down our twisted path of devolution as we descend into a lower state of consciousness. A self-aware species that exists within that state can never be free, and in fact, will become extinct. The ego reigns supreme in this current paradigm. The ego is disconnect. The ego is the false king, which we are encouraged to worship and exalt. The ego is the erroneous belief in separation. Look around. Examine the attitude of most people. As long as I have mine and I'm okay in the moment, then what the fuck do I care about the situation of other human beings? People that think this way, and it's an awful lot of them, are lost, spiritually devoid, narcissistic, and they don't understand our connection to each other. They are examples of sick, hyperinflated egos that only care if it benefits them. They are oriented completely towards service to self. They are hopelessly stuck within the survival drives with not even a remote concept of the higher self, and this is the vast and overwhelming majority. And dwelling within this low level of consciousness is what will drive humanity into the arms of oblivion. This attitude of total selfishness is what allows evil to flourish in the world because it is based upon fear, lack of care, and greed. It is a parasite on consciousness, and the ones most infected by it are the ones in positions of power in this world, and through social engineering and a comprehensive understanding of human psychology, they have created a paradigm of subjugation in which the prisoners have learned to become accustomed to and love their enslavement. They have learned to become well-adjusted to malevolence and bathe in its filth. Institutionalized evil is embraced with open arms and with no complaint as long as the slave is kept pacified. The bread and circuses and the modern-day Roman Colosseums keep a large percentage of the inmates distracted, entertained, and pacified, and there are many striking similarities between modern Western society and ancient Rome just before it collapsed. The very few hold the vast majority of the world's wealth, while many billions starve to death. The prison guards operate in darkness and secrecy, malevolent to the extreme. They are of the darkness, and they are the darkness, and their manufactured wars are ritual sacrifices to their gods. Nothing much has changed over several thousand years. If you are born into the western wing of the gulag, your labor is stolen and you fund your own enslavement through taxation. If you are born in third world areas of the prison colony, your life will be lived under the overt and oppressive thumb of tyranny, or you will live a life of disease and starvation. Those in the west are free roaming slaves, while in other areas, the control is overt and right out in the open. What a dilemma humanity is in and has been for a long time. I've become convinced that the true owners of this planetary correctional facility are not quite human. Their lower-level minions and henchmen that run this prison are devoid of empathy, compassion, and care, and they have sold humanity down the river long, long ago. These are the initiates of the mystery religions that hold the occulted knowledge and use it to corral and control the rest of humanity. Their nature is psychopathic, and they have operated throughout history, skulking in the shadows, wielding their influence from behind the thrones of the monarchs, the bankers, the governments, and the ruling, bloodline, oligarchic families. They have given humanity the means with which to divide themselves. The world of religions, the monetary system, political ideologies, and anything they could use throughout the ages to pit humanity off against one another. Divide and conquer is their modus operandi, as it always has been. The key to the cage is in the reconciliation of our own internal split, the merging of the aspects of the psyche into a holistic level of consciousness, and in the understanding that we are all one human family, that we are all on board the same sinking ship, and we are in this together. Ultimately, we enslave ourselves due to our failure to recognize who and what we truly are. We are inwardly divided, and therefore we will remain outwardly divided until the inner schism is healed and brought to inner oneness. The ego needs to be removed from the driver's seat, and although this is possible, at the rate we are going, it doesn't seem likely. It's too bad, because human potential is vast and enormous. If only we could unite and step into it fearlessly. Confronting our own inner darkness is the first step. An internalization process is necessary if we are ever to heal. If we say that we want freedom, then the cognitive illusions must be shed, and we must be honest with ourselves. The chains that bind our consciousness must be set aside, and I think that this is a process of negation. We must set aside what is untrue in order to discover what is true. This requires a deliberate unlearning process, which means placing everything you think you know under the harsh and observational light of scrutiny. Separation from the herd and the hive mind will be necessary if we decide to willfully engage in this process. After lifetimes of psychological and emotional programming and conditioning, this will be no easy task. It's a lonely road to walk at first, but often, along the way, you find fellow travelers and realize that you are not alone.